This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. Coming up in about 20 minutes, political junkie Ken Rudin will be joining us to talk about summer politics. But first, Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley has announced his nominee to be the next city manager. His pick is current Baltimore Finance Director Harry Black. Howard had a chance to speak with Black yesterday at City Hall.
Mr. Black, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been the finance director of the city of Baltimore for the last 2.5 years. What was it about Cincinnati and this particular job as city manager that attracted you and convinced you that you wanted this?
Yeah, great question. I've been aware of the city of Cincinnati for most of my career in terms of its long history, rich history, in terms of city management and local government management in general. I'll answer that question in two parts. First, I would say that for me, in terms of my life personally as well as professionally, it's always about being in a position to be able to make a difference in terms of the community. And being city manager is the epitome and the epicenter of having that ability to make a difference at every level of life with respect to a city, and the buck stops with the city manager. So if something's not getting done, either something that's expected to be done or something that the community wants to see done from a strategic standpoint, then the city manager can only look at him or herself in the mirror, because there's nothing really stopping them from being able to affect that level of change and opportunity. Second part of my answer would be, as a student of public administration and as a public administrator, the ultimate aim professionally is to be a city manager. So, you know, the personal, professional opportunity to maximize my ability to make a difference with respect to a community, as well as professional goals and aspirations, all of those things converge together, and the opportunity is now presented itself for me with respect to the city of Cincinnati.
When you sat down, presumably with Mayor Cranley and perhaps others, to be interviewed for this job, what did you use as basically your selling points for Harry Black as the next city manager of this town?
I was just using myself, who I am. I am a person who genuinely cares about people and communities. I have high expectations and standards for myself as a professional. I'm very results driven and oriented, and I genuinely care about the mission. It's not just a job for me, it's a way of life.
And what was it in particular about Cincinnati that you looked at and said, these are challenges that face the city, my background will give me the opportunity to actually address them?
Well, like Baltimore and like Cincinnati, cities are on the upswing. And I see that as being the case with Cincinnati. I see it ripe for further advancement and to leverage that upswing. The same issues that confront Baltimore to a greater or lesser extent impact Cincinnati. I believe that my experience and my knowledge and success in dealing with a lot of those issues in other places, I'll be able to do the same thing here in Cincinnati, working with the mayor and city council, as well as other stakeholders that are a part of the overall process here in Cincinnati.
You were you are the finance director of the city of Baltimore. When you came into office, that office, there were some severe financial problems from what I understand. And I understand that you embarked on a 10-year plan to address those. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, obviously, you know, the recession adversely impacted most cities, particularly your more traditional urban cities like, you know, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. And I'm quite sure Cincinnati has gotten to this point as well. We've become very expert at balancing budgets filling budget shortfalls, but we came to a realization that you can't sustain that because just becoming masterful at balancing budgets does not lead to progress in terms of the city. We've got to go beyond just balancing budgets. So what we decided to do in Baltimore is to embark, as you stated, on a 10-year plan. We took a full year, and we threw everything on the table. All of our revenue projections, spending projections, all of our strategic plans, management plans, and we looked at everything from a long-term perspective to say, we know that if we don't do anything over the course of 10 years, we are going to realize about $745 million in accumulated budget shortfalls. So do we just sit still and let it happen, or do we become proactive and try to take charge of our own destiny? Granted, you know, there will always be challenges in between. And we came up with a 10-year plan. And as a result of that plan, we're in midway through year two of implementing it. We've been able to reduce that projected $745 million shortfall to a $400 million shortfall. And based on the initiatives that are underway right now, that shortfall will be further reduced to $250 million. And then the city will need to go back to the drawing board, basically going back to the planning process and come up with some additional initiatives to knock out that remaining $250 million projected shortfall. But the significant progress, there's a lot of debate about long-term financial planning. There are two sides of it. Those are proponents of it, those that believe in it, and those that are somewhat skeptical. But I'm a believer in it, and it's something that I will definitely want us to explore here in Cincinnati. And as a result of the 10-year plan and a bunch of other stuff that we've been doing in Baltimore from a financial management standpoint, we were able to secure a bond rating upgrade from Standard & Poor's as of last week. It's the first bond rating upgrade that the city has seen in a long time. But that speaks to the financial responsibility approach that we have taken as a city. And those are the same principles and practices that will follow me here to Cincinnati.
And what did Mayor Cranley, in interviewing you for this job, set for you as goals as city manager, assuming you're confirmed?
Right. We've discussed several things, and we're on the same page in terms of vision. Clearly, first and foremost, Cincinnati is doing a good job in terms of job creation and attracting jobs. Clearly, we want to continue to build on that and to become the jobs mecca of the region, of the state, and hopefully of the country. We want to grow the local economy. If we grow the local economy, it means that we have more resources at our disposal to provide better services, more services, and as well as create additional economic opportunity for all residents of the city of Cincinnati. A big part of what we're going to work on, we want to first of all make certain that we are fulfilling the basics at a high level in terms of delivery of essential government services. In order for us to do all the things that we're going to want to do beyond just delivering basic services, we must establish full credibility on the part of the people who live, work, and recreate in the city of Cincinnati. So we must become the best trash collectors in the country. We must become the best law enforcement department in the country. Whatever makes a difference in the lives of people, we've got to become the best at it, and those are the basics. And then once we achieve that, then we can overlay the aspirational things that we want to do. But we will have a sound foundation to be able to do that. So a big part of that will be instilling a results and outcomes orientation and culture. And we'll do that through the implementation and introduction of a variety of performance management initiatives.
You've worked, obviously, in government for quite a while in Richmond, Virginia, for Mayor Wilder, in Washington, D.C., District of Columbia as a budget and finance officer. You also have some private sector experience, from what I understand. Tell me about that.
That is correct. I've spent 8 years of my career in the private sector. Five of that was with a firm called McKissick & McKissick. It's an architecture and engineering firm. Obviously, I'm not an architect nor an engineer, but they had a very robust program management function, and that's the division of the company that I worked in. I led a team providing, well, in essence, my team served as the design and construction arm for a major U.S. Department of Labor program, the Job Corps program. There are about 126 Job Corps centers across the country, including Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. We were responsible for building new Job Corps centers, building new facilities at existing Job Corps centers, and renovating. These facilities supported at-risk youth who were matriculating through the system in terms of developing job skills as well as obtaining their GEDs and high school diplomas.
How would you describe your management style?
My management style has evolved into one that can be characterized as coaching, collaborative, collegial, but very outcomes-based driven. It's very much a coaching and quarterbacking style. And depending upon the nature of the organization that I'm in, will determine how much I'm going to be the coach and how much I'm going to need to be the quarterback. But you're modulating between the two.
And tell us a little bit about your personal background, your life. You grew up in inner city Baltimore, I understand.
Yes. I came up the hard way. I'm an inner city kid. Had to deal with all of the things that inner city kids have to deal with. There's some good, there's a lot of bad. However, you know, I was able to push my way through it with the help of other people. Obviously, you don't make it through that kind of an environment to this point where I am without having help. There were several helping hands along the way. There were people who mentored me, guided me, and I'm just thankful that I listened more than I did not listen.
And you listened to who? Who did you listen to?
Those individuals who took interest in me.
Yeah.
And who attempted to provide mentorship and guidance.
And you have never been a city manager before. You know, you've had high positions in local government, but you have not actually held the title of city manager before. What's the adjustment going to be?
Actually, I did serve as the acting city chief administrative officer for the city of Richmond for an 8-month period, while at the same time fulfilling my actual job there, which was deputy chief administrative officer for financial operations, which was equal to a deputy city manager role in other places. I've had leadership roles and positions in a myriad of different types of organizations. Big numbers I'm used to. Just going back to the city of Baltimore, I'm responsible for overseeing a $3.4 billion budget and providing support to close to 45 city agencies and departments supporting 15,000 employees for the city of Baltimore. As a director of finance, I'm involved in everything. I'm on a daily basis advising the mayor, advising department heads, advising the council, providing strategy, solutions, and a better understanding of whatever the challenge might be in front of us at the table. So there's not very much at the local government level from a policy administrative perspective that I've not seen, that I've not had to be a part of. So for me, the transition should be seamless.
And that's something that you're going to carry over into this job. Have you had an opportunity to meet with any of the department heads in the city yet?
I've not had an opportunity to meet with them. Look forward to doing so. That'll be a major part of my first 30 days on the job, is just start the process of getting to know them, having one-on-one discussions, better understanding what they are currently involved in, what their challenges are, what their aspirations are, and sharing mine as well with them.
And just finally, in your experience of coming here and the interview process and that sort of thing, what do you like about Cincinnati?
Cincinnati is a great city. It's got very friendly people. Clearly, it has that Midwestern flair, and it sort of took me aback once I got here because I didn't expect that level of friendliness. But it's a pleasure to experience, and I think it will bode well in everything that we do. That will, as long as we do things in the right way, we'll have the people with us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been hearing an interview with Harry Black, who is the nominee to be Cincinnati's next city manager. Mayor John Cranley made that announcement yesterday, and Mr. Black held a press conference this morning, out in front of City Hall. Howard, you got to sit down with Harry Black yesterday for that interview.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, you have been doing this a long time. You have seen a lot of city managers come and go.
That's true.
What are your impressions?
Well, clearly, I mean, after sitting down and talking to him for a while, this is a no-nonsense guy. You know, he's very, you know, focused, very businesslike, not unfriendly, but you know, he's a serious guy. And he talked a lot about kind of the accountability of the various city departments, and he wants to put metrics in place to be able to measure how city departments are actually performing. And I would have to assume that if they're not performing, there would be consequences.
Well, certainly this is not the first time that we've heard about metrics for city departments.
True.
And that sounds easier to implement than it actually is, because the city is a big organization.
That's exactly right. And I'm sure he's going to find that out.
Now the process, we asked what your opinion is, but quite honestly, your opinion right now doesn't really matter.
Yes, because, I don't have a vote on it.
Because it's up to council.
Right.
They get to say whether they support this nomination or not.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yesterday, he made the rounds of the City Hall offices, I guess, talked to each member individually. There's going to be a meeting of the Rules and Audit Committee on Tuesday morning, where they've set aside like 3 hours for and invited all council members to come and question Harry Black about, you know, his background, his resume, his plans. And then ultimately, they're going to vote. They'll vote on presumably Wednesday at the council meeting.
And informally, it appears that he has the votes to be successful.
It would appear from everything that's been said publicly so far that he's going to have a pretty solid majority to hire him as the next city manager.
And certainly this continues the trend of a new mayor reaching outside the city government to pick a candidate. We did find out within the last half hour after a records request there were 19 applicants to be city manager. One of them was the only internal candidate was the interim city manager, Scott Stiles.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned I've seen a whole lot of city managers come and go. I've seen a whole lot of interim city managers come and go, too. And usually they were somebody within the organization. They were all, you know, somebody who was within the organization. But they don't tend to move up to that top position. I mean, they just don't.
And Howard will keep you updated. I don't know, either fortunately or unfortunately, I'm on vacation all next week.
Yeah.
So Howard gets to cover City Hall next week. So good luck.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
We've been talking about Mayor John Cranley's selection to be the next city manager. The full council, again, will likely vote on Harry Black's nomination Wednesday.